Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Scholar Report with CEO Chris Riegel of Scholar.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with retail digital signage. We're coming now to property values in the major cities in the U.S. and the secondary cities, and how the banks are dealing with the return to work not working the way it did in 2019. And with the markdown in many buildings that are now prominently mentioned in news reports. For example, the Four Seasons Hotel in San Francisco just turned over the keys. They stopped paying on their mortgage. Four Seasons franchise. So that's an example at the worst possible moment for everybody else to reevaluate their opportunities and their possessions, especially the banks. Chris, the metaphor used by Bloomberg this week, and something you've been reporting for 2 years, is slow burn, CRE, slow burn. That might replace the extend and pretend. Have they got a period of grace here because the Federal Reserve is going to give us cuts? Is that why they're slowing the burn? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. The banks are certainly trying to reduce the exposure, because if this becomes a rush to the doors for CRE that is underwater, it could be a systemic event. So in the continued use of the extend and pretend or the slow burn, you're trying to keep all of the buildings that are out there that are partially viable still going, hoping that Mr. Powell lowers rates, starts to remove some of the pressure. But even with 3 cuts this year, the commercial real estate pricing, the availability of lending in the sector is almost non-existent. So we're not solving the problem, and we're nowhere near a bottom, unfortunately.
To something positive, I think, this is chip building. The bad joke going around this morning on a site that I follow is, what is a robot's favorite snack? Of course, microchips. We come to the making of microchips by the best companies in the solar system. In this headline, Intel and Biden administration announce up to $8.5 billion in direct funding. This is for building what are called fabs. Chris, the reason I read this headline slowly the first time was you've acquainted me with the slow down of the intention of Intel to build in Ohio. There are other states that are bidding for Intel's attention, but that is not the only firm looking to build fabs inside the U.S. or away from the Chinese supply chain. There's also Japan looking to build for TSMC, and I believe TSMC, the Taiwan chipmaker, is looking to build here in Arizona. However, there is some problem that's off screen that's slowing this down. My memory is, having read the original CHIPS Act, there's a lot in there about childcare and unions. Is that slowing it down in Ohio, to your knowledge?
So, John, building a fab is a massive, massive process. A modern 300-millimeter wafer fab to build relatively current chips is north of $10 billion for the facility. These are incredibly complex things. That being said, there are challenges all throughout the process, whether it is tool availability, labor availability, the labor skill sets. Fabs are not commonly built in the U.S., so some of those skill sets to be able to build have atrophied, and you're having to retrain workforces, you're having to work through some of the bureaucracy to get that done around CHIPS Act. But on the whole, it's very strategic and the right thing to do from rebuilding those in the U.S., but it's not a quick or painless process by any means.
Arizona, Ohio, New Mexico, and Oregon are named as Intel's intentions, creating 30,000 jobs. Intentions. However, recently you brought to my attention that TSMC building in Japan and TSMC building in the U.S., I believe it was Arizona, are going on different approaches to regulatory bodies. And noticeably, the U.S. is falling well behind. I believe there was some frustration on TSMC's part. What's the difference between these two cultures? Because you could have, you'd have to say Japan is much more organized than anything in the U.S.
John, part of the conflict is the union construction labor in the U.S. When you're setting some of these microchip tools and fabs, it's extremely precise at the trade level. Many of those trades don't exist at the level of precision required to manufacture for semiconductors in the U.S. So TSMC has had some challenges with unions on bringing in labor from Taiwan to do some of this work. So that's a union fight, number one. Number two, those people who did have the skill sets to set many of the fabs in the U.S. in the last 20 years are in their 60s, 70s, they're aging out of the workforce, and those skill sets have not translated. So it's principally a labor availability and quality challenge.
We come to the chips race, the arms race. NVIDIA, which is right now the most precious company, it's sort of like the manufacturer of Ice Nine, if you're familiar with Kurt Vonnegut's Ice Nine. It's a kind of substance that nobody else is matching in the solar system. NVIDIA announced a new chip this week called the Blackwell chip. And I asked Chris earlier in the week, is this an arms race? Is it, Chris, is that a fair analogy between between this Blackwell chip made by NVIDIA and everybody else?
John, right now, NVIDIA is so far ahead of much of the competition. You will have other general compute companies, AMD, Intel, others that will try to catch up. But NVIDIA is really way out front in this horse race, specifically as applies to AI. And some of the things that they're doing with the Blackwell chip are absolutely amazing. AI models of up to a trillion objects in real time. There's just some amazing leaps forward that are pressing Moore's Law faster and faster with the advance of this technology. Then the key point will be what OpenAI and many of the AI companies are able to do with all this new processing power.
One of the AI companies might be Huawei, and there's news from Bloomberg that the administration is looking at blacklisting semiconductor firms that are linked to Huawei. Is Huawei trying to catch NVIDIA?
Huawei is trying to catch NVIDIA, but the chances of that happening are slim and none. The Chinese seek to continue to advance their chip industry, which makes sense, but chip building is global. Access to the tools has to be a global effort. And under the current restrictions of export of tools, specifically some of the big ASML tools from the Dutch, which are not legally allowed to be exported to China, it will be impossible for them to catch up.
So the arms race, but not yet is it a race. It's just they're looking at each other. Back to the Blackwell. What's it for? Does that make my ChatGPT smarter?
John, that should make your ChatGPT much smarter. The level of compute, the raw throughput and power of it, as everything happens within compute, as you add power, you can reduce the cost to deliver these systems. So it will add such a power base in the cloud in terms of computing power that services will continue to get faster, more robust, less and less expensive, and you'll be able to unlock AI for applications more and more in your daily lives that you as a consumer may not have thought of.
All right, now we come to something that connects with my lifetime spent reading science fiction. You know, what did you do with your life, John? I read about the future. All right, here's the future. NVIDIA unveiled GROOT, Generalist Robot 00 Technology, a general purpose foundation model which is poised to transform how humanoid robots learn and interact with their environments. Is this Asimov? Is that where we are? Robot, the three laws of robots?
John, we're increasingly getting closer and closer. We might want to have Will Smith ready should the robots decide to turn sideways. But you're seeing from NVIDIA more investment in the use of AI and advanced chip to power humanoid robotics. Some of the things that they're doing are stunning and amazingly cool. The question is really whether that platform will be used for good or not so good in the future and how that evolves with the human condition.
I always think about Frank Sinatra and his home in Palm Springs. and how I saw a video once of him showing off his really cool sound system. You know, he could put the record on and it would be through the room. He doesn't listen to himself, of course. He listens to classic music. But I'm thinking, this is the best they could do in 1968 when this was made, or 1964. And that's how I imagine the future. The robots that very well-off and prominent people are going to have are nothing compared to where we're headed. Is that a fair analogy?
John, I think it's fair to say, and somewhere in digital heaven, Philip K. Dick smiles today.
Yes, it's about dreaming of electric sheep. Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. This is the Scala Report. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.